Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Connie Turman. For 40 years, the Primo Farm was the most talked about property in North Rose Hill. Cows, horses, chickens, ducks, geese, pigs, cats, dogs, and 14 children. All of them sharing the 13-acre property with lifeless automobiles and stacks of scrap metal. King County Health and Safety Inspector said the property was a public nuisance and a health hazard. Several judges agreed. In 1988, the county bulldozed the house and the outbuildings and removed the stacks of metal. Today, the old Primo Farm is still the most talked about property in North Rose Hill, though a less dubious one. The wooden house that once sheltered Irene and her 14 children has been replaced by the North Rose Hill Fire Station that shelters some of the city's emergency responders. The forest and fields, where animals once roamed, is now a place where children and families roam.
Yeah, and this was all built by volunteers?
All built by volunteers.
And the person who was behind it was?
Kevin Miller.
So what was his role?
You know, it was his idea. He has had two kids, and they wanted a nice play, a fun playground in this area. And the city had already purchased this land and was going to be developed strictly as a passive open space. And so Kevin did all the work, and it was a year effort of organizing this. And he devoted his life to it.
But it's something the community could buy into and feel ownership of at whatever level felt right to them. And we knew they could always financially support it. It's just now, can we slow down our schedules and get out here and really build it in 5 days?
Oh, it's in the neighborhood. So you want to do something that you can, every day you come, walk through the park, you can see that something you created. So my son is 2.5, and I'm sure he'll enjoy this until he's well into his teens.
A whole year's worth of work started last March. And finally culminated. Can you guys believe we built this in 5 days?
And it's only because of Kevin that this is here.
Hundreds gather at Woodlands Park every summer to celebrate their neighborhood.
And the sun is coming out, and it's even better when the sun comes out. I've got my little grandson, Kai, making a nice mess of his grandma here. But he's loving it. He loves to see all the activity and the people around. Oh, it's a great community. We've only been here for 10, 11 months, and it's great to see that you have these get-togethers, get to know people.
And among them are the neighborhood's board members.
My understanding is that our neighborhood is kind of a shining star.
Yeah.
Of neighborhoods. And it has to do with the core group that keeps at it. I mean, Margaret here has been our president for years. How many years, Margaret? She probably knows to the day. A lot of years, and we've been through a lot of president. I think Margaret's maybe been president longer than anybody.
Probably.
Yeah, she doesn't have the temerity. At least she hasn't gotten the strength to get out yet. But it's hard, you know, it's a really tough job.
The North Rose Hill Neighborhood Association is proud to feature the Mark Twain Elementary Bobcat Unicyclist.
North Rose Hill is the last remaining neighborhood to produce a float in Kirkland's annual 4th of July float contest. Two former mayors and two city council members have hailed from North Rose Hill, including Dave Asher.
Dave Asher and Mary Alice Burley and Tom Hodson were all on the council at the same time. We've also had people on the planning commission. Karen Tennyson right now is on the planning commission, and Jeff Traeger was on the Parks Board. We've had people on other.
And it's done all of this since 1988, when Kirkland annexed North Rose Hill. But North Rose Hill's most influential contribution to the city occurred in the few years following its annexation. Back in 1990, when planners predicted a 66% traffic increase on Kirkland's only north-south arterial east of I-405, the state of Washington offered to pay for a project that would relieve some of the congestion.
North Rose Hill had been annexed to the city from the county. And one of the proposals was to make 124th Avenue Northeast a four-lane major arterial. And people that lived in the area were not happy with that idea and tried to fight it. And in the last few years, at the north and the south end, it is four-lane, but basically we did win the battle, and it has stayed basically a two-lane road.
The resident leading the fight was future mayor Mary Alice Burley.
But out of that, we ended up making an organization, and then the city decided at some point in that process that they would start the neighborhood groups.
As a result, the city rejected the state's offer and plans to widen 124th Avenue. These were the first days of the Kirkland Alliance of Neighborhoods. Nona Gans was behind it. So was current Kirkland Mayor Joan McBride, Nancy Roach, and of course, Mary Alice Burley. It took years of organizing and rallying. It took letters to the editor, flights to a conference in Washington, D.C. It took a vote by the city council. They had to write a handbook on the neighborhoods process, and still, by 1994, only Central Houghton and North Rose Hill had official neighborhood associations, but the others were watching.
I think we just saw signs and started to get involved, and we're just joiners, I guess. And you know, I think everybody has a responsibility to be a member of their community, a positive member, and contribute. And you know, I don't think people realize how much they get from being involved. We would never know the people we have met on the involved with the neighborhood group if it hadn't been through this neighborhood association. Just stayed in our little street and just know our immediate neighbors. And it's quite a nice feeling through the years of, you know, camaraderie, and people just will pull together and show up and do things. It's pretty neat.
On November the 12th, Kirkland's Mayor Joan McBride will head to Juanita Bay Park. There, she'll plant a Western Red Cedar to celebrate Arbor Day and Kirkland's 10th consecutive year as an official tree city. Volunteers are needed to plant firs, ferns, and fallow, and nearly 700 other native plants beginning at 9 a.m. Most of the nation's tree cities coordinate their Arbor Days with their state's Arbor Day. April is by far the most popular month for state's Arbor Days. Kirkland, however, is one of the few cities that celebrates Arbor Day during the late fall planting season, when abundant moisture better ensures plant survival. Along with branding, official tree city status demonstrates a city's commitment to improving the health of its urban forests, which makes cities more competitive for state and federal grants from the Department of Natural Resources and from the U.S. Forest Service. Thanks to the improving health of its urban forests, Kirkland has exceeded the tree city requirements. And finally, a date to remember, November 8th. If that date sounds familiar to you, you are on to something. November 8th is the deadline for mailing or dropping off your ballots. King County has 11 drop-off boxes scattered throughout the region, including one at Bellevue's Crossroads Shopping Center and another at Redmond City Hall. Along with 18 state, county, and district choices, the 2011 ballot asks Kirkland citizens for their choices in three city council races: Toby Nixon versus Jessica Greenway, Jason Gardner versus Bob Sternoff, and Dave Asher versus James Hart. James Hart is not actively seeking a council seat. Family health concerns forced him to withdraw from the race in September. Voters throughout the state will decide on three initiatives and two referendums. Results will be official on November 29th when the county certifies the votes. Blacking out the ovals isn't enough to lodge your vote, however. To ensure votes are recorded, voters need to use black ink, sign the ballot, and mail them by November 8th. To learn more about the voting process, visit kingcounty.gov/elections. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tip suggestions or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.